Hey guys, welcome back to this episode 36. I am Grace.
And I'm Edgar.
And in this episode, we are going to be talking about negative characteristics in Thai with the word ki.
Yeah, so before we get started, don't forget if you want to follow along with all the sentences, you can do so by joining our Patreon at patreon.com/polyglotgrace.
So this word, ki, has two meanings. Maybe you already know the first meaning.
Yeah, so the first meaning of ki is actually poop. For example, bird poop.
Ki no.
Dog poop.
Ki ma. No means bird. Ma is dogs.
Yeah, so aside from this definition, ki is used when talking about someone's negative characteristics.
It's a prefix that is used before a verb or an adjective to talk about negative characteristics.
Yeah, so for example, someone that gets hot very easily, what would you call them?
Ki ron. Kon ki ron. A person.
That gets hot very easily.
What about someone who cries easily, like a cry baby? The word for cry is rong hai.
Ki rong hai.
Very good. So this word can be translated to always or easily.
Yeah. So let's look at some more examples. So ki rong is someone that gets hot easily. What about someone that gets cold easily?
Now is cold weather. So ki nao is to get cold easily.
And maybe a word that you guys have already studied or know of is the following one. How do you say to be lazy?
Ki giat.
How would you say I am lazy?
Chan ki giat.
So if you noticed, Grace just said the equivalent of I lazy. This is because in Thai, you don't use the word bin, which means is MR, before an adjective. And we talked about this in episode 33. So don't forget to check out the episode for more information. So how would you say I am a lazy person?
Chan ben kon ki giat.
So here Grace can say I am,
which is ben,
because lazy person is a noun. If she just says, I am lazy, then she can't use am.
So this is a very good sentence to describe a person. Let's say Edgar gets cold easily. He always use fan, turn off the aircon all the time. Edgar ben kon ki nao. He gets cold easily. But me, I sweat so much all the time. Chan ben kon ki ron.
How would you say don't be lazy?
Ya ki giat.
So ya means don't. And as you guys can see, Grace said the equivalent of just don't lazy. How would you say why are you so lazy?
Tamai ki giat jang loi. Meaning why lazy so much. Jang loi is like very much. So Edgar, how would you say why are you such a crybaby?
Tamai ki rong hai jang loi. So let's look at more words that we can make. How do you say to complain in Thai?
To complain is bon.
So someone that always complains is
ki bon. Like when I was young, I always tell my mom, mama ki bon. Mama ki bon. I call my mom mama and I call ki bon. She's such a, what is it in English?
Complainer.
Complainer.
Something like that.
Mm-hmm. And you can say someone that scolds, like to scold people. What is it?
Da.
Mm-hmm. Da. Mama ki da. So my mom always scolds me. Mama ki da jang loi.
What do you call someone that gets scared easily, like a scaredy cat?
Lua is a word for to be scared. So how would you say that?
Ki glua.
Don't be such a scaredy cat.
Ya Ki gloa.
What about sticky?
Niao.
Like you know the word for sticky rice? So sticky rice is kao niao, right? Now, if you call someone a sticky person, you're calling him a stingy person. How would you say you're so stingy?
Ki niao.
Ki niao zhang lei. So stingy.
What about someone that gets angry very easily?
The word for angry is groat. Groat. Sometimes we like to pronounce it as goat. So, ki goat. Ki groat. What about to be shocked?
To be shocked is dok jai.
Someone who gets shocked easily.
Ki dok jai.
A person that gets shocked easily is kon ki dok jai.
What about, how would you call someone a tattletale or a snitch?
The word for to tell on somebody is fong.
That word also means to sue, right?
Yeah. Fong rathaban. I'm suing the government. Something like that. So, the word is ki fong. All right, Ega, let's do one more. Last one. The word to forget.
Lum.
Very good, mid-tone. Lum. A person who is very forgetful. To be forgetful.
Ki lum.
You're so forgetful.
Ki lum jang loi.
Why Edgar is so forgetful? Tamai Edgar ki lum jang loi. I can say that. Alright, guys. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. I hope that you guys have learned a lot about how to describe people, how to describe their characteristic with the word ki.
Negative characteristics.
Yeah. It's always negative though. Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you. See you guys.
Bye.